WZFM NHD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station.
Nick Wright, friend of the show, friend of the host, strange bedfellows indeed, make good friends. Nick Wright, host of First Things First on FS1 and What's Right on Sirius XM. Nick, it's good to have you here. Damon Bruce, Ray Ratto, our pal Matt Kolsky is out sick today. So how you doing, man?
Oh, hold on a second. How dare you, for the first time ever, introduce me as a friend, even though we've been friends for quite some time. Now, you because your beloved basketball team is in shambles, you're trying to butter me up, trying to soften me up so I won't ridicule you, so I won't talk about the fall, the drastic depths your Warriors have fallen.
I mean, when you watch the way that Steph Curry and Klay Thompson play together every night, it is a staggering fall-off, Nick. You're so right.
Listen, hey man, if you're not built for this league, you're not built for this league. I'm sorry that Steph's, oh, poor Steph with his little allegedly broken hand. Yeah, right. Oh, let's show me an x-ray. He saw the writing on the wall and said, I am not having this hurt my winning percentage. I'll see y'all in May. I'm kidding. Good to talk to you guys. How are you doing, esteemed journalist Ray Ratto?
I was waiting for you to keep going on this because I wanted to see how deep you wanted to dig.
No, I'm just kidding. I listen, Kevin Durant's gone. I love the Warriors again. This is the Splash Brothers. This is the team I fell in love with years ago before LeBron ripped their hearts out and they had to go cry into KD. But that's not why you brought me on today, so let's talk about whatever you want to talk about.
49ers. They just skinned the Minnesota Vikings alive. Did you think they were going to do that?
I did. I did think you guys were going to annihilate the Vikings. This has been my single best year ever prognosticating on football and gambling on football, with the caveat of there is nothing I was more wrong about than the Niners. I bet they're under on the season. I was not a believer. Even when they got off to the great start, I said, okay, but the schedule really starts the second half of the year. And this team was three plays away from going undefeated this year. Not three games away, three plays away from going undefeated this year. And now they get what I think for them is the exact matchup they wanted. They didn't want part three against Seattle. They wanted part two against Green Bay, a Green Bay team that showed a total inability to block them back in week 10. Green Bay's got a sizable edge at quarterback and no other edge anywhere on the field. The Niners are, I mean, listen, they are a very, very good team, and it's unfortunate for them that they are in the NFL the same year as Patrick Mahomes and the 2019 Kansas City Chiefs, because obviously their ceiling then is to lose to the Chiefs like everyone else, but it'd still be a hell of a season.
Okay, the 49ers are giving 7.5 here, and I presume based on that endorsement that you would give the points happily.
I actually already bet Green Bay. With all that said, I picked Chiefs Packers before the season, and I'm going to go down with the ship in that regard. And I just can't get over the Garoppolo Rodgers deficit. But the smart side of my brain says they can't block them. And here's another reason to go against what my own gambling is: 17 times in playoff history, a team has played someone that they beat by 20 in the regular season. Those teams are 14-3 straight up in those rematches.
But what I'm talking about is, I presume you're going to play the game this week.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to give the 7.5? Are you going
I already bet Green Bay plus the 7.5 is what I'm telling you, even though all my analysis says that's dumb.
So Ray, you can't hedge that?
No. I could have hedged my Super Bowl bet. I'm telling you, despite all of this, I, 2 days ago when the line came out, bet Green Bay because I don't always do the logical thing. The logical thing is San Francisco should roll. You guys should be super excited. I am going to be illogical on this. So I can give you the solid analysis, but I, for some reason, maybe it's my own self-loathing. I figure you know a bit about this, Ray. I just want the pain of the loss. I don't know. But I made a bet that I think is a bad bet. That's the truth.
Well, I don't have self-loathing. I loathe you, though, for basically saying I'd rather lose money than do what a smart gambler would do and hedge.
Uh-huh.
I'm ashamed of you.
Oh, I'm team no hedge. Hedging's for cowards. I've never hedged a bet in my life. How about this? Here's one for you. This is a Niners-related thing. I had a preseason bet on Seattle to win the division. I also had a multi-way final week of the season parlay, money line parlay, that included the Dolphins upset over the Patriots. It was just like the Chiefs, like my perfect playoff bracket parlay that was a risk of a few hundred dollars to win a shade over $17,000, plus my preseason Seahawks bet. All I needed was the Seahawks to win the final game of the regular season, and I didn't hedge that because hedging's for cowards, and I never hedge. It's like in blackjack, are you going to hit a 12 against a 2? You make that decision at age 9, and then you stick with it the rest of your life.
You are a literal cry for help. I just want to say that.
This is exactly how people lose brownstones when it comes time to gamble. But I will say this, that gambling, what you do or don't do, it's like fantasy football. I'm glad you enjoy it, but nobody else cares. Nobody really cares who's winning money, losing money. I hate that sports are now covered almost through the prism of gambling. Who cares? I'm here for who might win the Super Bowl.
The answer to that's the Kansas City Chiefs. But you know what you sound like? You sound like a man who hasn't gotten a good taste of it. Oh, you want me to make a bet for you, Damon? A little free roll, first one on me?
I know.
A nice little deal with Fox Bet. I can hook you up, buddy.
I got ridiculous vices. I don't need another one.
Okay.
So as we look ahead, and there's no real reason to look ahead because the Green Bay Packers are absolutely significant, but a lot of the numbers say we think that the 49ers should be in the Super Bowl. To me, there is no indicator that the path is just getting easier and easier than when Baltimore exited the dance. I mean, that was staggering. I don't think a lot of people saw that coming. I jokingly predicted it on the show on Friday, but I, you know, again, put no money on it. I put no money really on any gamble, any bet. But with Baltimore out, how much does that just change everything?
Well, Baltimore, as great as Lamar has been in the regular season in his career, three losses, actually, now that I think about it, in his entire career in the regular season, came to the Kansas City Chiefs. I think that the whomever comes out of the NFC, and let's assume it's the Niners, because you're right, the smart money is on them, I felt they were going to be playing the Chiefs all along. And I think that the Niners would have rather faced Baltimore than faced Kansas City, because Kansas City is going to force Jimmy G to be a factor, a real factor. And while he has played better this year than I anticipated, and this maybe is a testament to the strength of your team, he is the weakness of your team. Would you agree? Even if he's a B- or a B, he's the weakest point of your attack.
I would say that there are more questions to be answered within the game we're actually playing by him as to how he's going to play that day than anyone else. So, yes, I would agree. But
so,
I would also say that he's been tailor-made to work perfectly with his coach. And, like, there's something about leadership and confidence and believability. And what Jimmy lacks in accuracy, he more than makes up for in those other categories, which are impossible to measure because they aren't written down as stats.
I think that's fair, but I also think the word you said there that I think is most important, and I want to focus on for a minute, is coach. Kyle Shanahan is what people pretended Sean McVay was. Kyle Shanahan is the single best offensive mind in professional football. And as much as I despise sports nepotism, this is one where it was gotten right. He is brilliant. He is fantastic. He is the best thing that the best hire or pick John Lynch has ever, or I guess Lynch and Shanahan were hired simultaneously, but he is to me the most important part of what San Francisco does, and he is what is allowing Jimmy Garoppolo to have a better season than I think his skill set otherwise would allow. And that is the biggest edge you guys have if you make the Super Bowl, is 2 weeks of Shanahan scheming and plotting, getting guys wide open.
Okay, given your devotion to the Chiefs, how many yards would Derrick Henry have to gain for you to believe that Tennessee could win that game?
241 sounds right. They played their perfect game against Baltimore and scored 28. That ain't enough. If you want to come to Kansas City and beat the Chiefs right now, finally healthy, fully clicking, full of confidence, find your way to 35. 35 should be enough. And that means you're going to have to unleash the Tannehill. And I know his numbers this year were sensational. I don't believe in it. And here's a really weird stat, but you guys, your audience will probably think I'm wrong, but you can look it up. Since Derrick Henry's been on this run, week 10 to right now, would you believe the Tennessee Titans are 31st in the NFL in time of possession? They are doing all these amazing things on the ground, but they're not possessing the ball, because when Derrick Henry doesn't have 5 yards of carry, they're instantly three and out. And so the way to beat the Chiefs offense is to keep them off the field. You would think a dominant rushing attack could do that. This Titans team has been awful in time of possession over the last 10 weeks, despite all their success.
Nick Wright here on 95.7 The Game. When you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, everyone sees a prolific offense and a coach and quarterback combination. It's scary as hell. They're playmakers and talent everywhere. Defensively, who are they?
Well, since week 11, the number one scoring defense in the NFL, the number one red zone defense in the NFL, the number one pass defense in the NFL. Now, do I think they are that? No, but that's what they were week 11 through the end of the regular season. That is one third of the season, so not a tiny sample size. What I think they are is a good pass defense and a below average run defense, which compared to last year where they were a average pass defense and a horrifying run defense, it is a massive upgrade. And now they need Chris Jones to be healthy. He did not play in the divisional round. They need him to be healthy. Frank Clark, finally, for the first time all year, as of late, is starting to make his money. And the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, is an all-pro level player. So they have three guys that are true, true difference makers. And Spagnuolo's scheme, their new D coordinator, is really coming into form. Apologize for the ambient noise here, fellas. But they don't need a great defense. They damn near made the Super Bowl last year with the league's worst defense. They just need an average to above average defense, and I do believe they have that.
Do you want to share your thoughts on the Astros?
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, I used to live in Houston, but I'm from Kansas City, and I'm the only Houston team that I have really any affinity for is the Rockets, just so people know I'm not coming to this from a biased place. Listen, the Astros were cheaters. They were, and not only were they cheaters, they were smug cheaters. It's apropos because they got a lot of stockbroker types in that front office, so they did. They were the smug hedge fund manager who was beating the market by 10 points, and then you found out it was because they were insider trading all along. It's like you were smug and condescending, and we've solved sports, and you were cheating the whole way. I think the penalties are fair. I think AJ Hinch. I think AJ Hinch was the most quality person in that front office managerial staff, and AJ knew they shouldn't have been doing it, and he broke a couple monitors a couple times because he knew it, but he didn't have the courage and his convictions to stop it. So he gets fired. He gets dinged for a year. Luno might not work in baseball again. That creep Taubman who Luno brought in, he'll never work in baseball again. So I imagine the final act for Luno and Taubman will be they'll probably take over some VC firm, a couple blocks from Damon's palatial estate, and raid a few companies and cost some people jobs and make $80 million.
You old romantic, you.
Yeah. I'm not in Seacliff. $80 million is not the price point, believe me. Nick Wright, the host of First Things First on FS1. How's the show doing, man? A lot of people watch out here. You're always good to – I mean, like, here's the thing. You're great at annoying sports fans. You're great at it. You're great at it, which is why Fox gives you an awful lot of money to do it for them. You and Chris Carter had a good thing going. Then Chris Carter had to go. How are you, man? I'm always fascinated in your career and how you've done it.
Oh, I appreciate that, Damon. I'm good. Listen, C's one of my best friends, and he left for another opportunity I think people will find out about shortly, and I wish him nothing but the best. Obviously, it was abrupt, and so the show is in, you know, what we would call a bit of, flux. I think that it will have some more stability here in the coming, I don't want to put a timetable on it, but sooner rather than later. But we get the daily numbers. The show's still doing well. I will say this. I have, at this point, a little more freedom to be the full-blown version of myself that Bay Area fans have known for quite some time and grown to hate. And that's been a little, liberating to a degree. And the show's doing well. It's 6:30 a.m. East Coast time, so obviously it's hard for your guys' folks to see it except for on the Internet. But, I love it. I think the show's doing well. And I think that we will continue to evolve into the next iteration that we are. Can I ask you guys a quick question? I don't know what your time is, but do you guys think Joe Burrow is going to be a superstar in the NFL?
No, so, because Cincinnati is the great leveler.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to be in a better situation on day one? I might not be healthy enough to play Tua, who falls to a competent team, or Joe, who has got to go save the team that can't be saved by no matter who shows up to save it. So,
the reason I ask is this: you mentioned I'm great at annoying sports fans. Oh my God, people got mad at me today because even Cincinnati, notwithstanding, I understand that it's on its face. It's like, okay, they just won 15-0. He literally threw 60 touchdown passes. And so what negative could you say about him? And I didn't say anything negative about Joe Burrow, but I watch him and I say, I think he has the highest floor of any of these quarterbacks. But I also think he might have the lowest ceiling. I think, to use the Bengals as an example, I think he is a way overqualified rich man's Andy Dalton. But the quarterback that was playing last night that I think is a franchise changer superstar is Trevor Lawrence. And I think Tua, if you can guarantee health, which I know you can't, if you can, I think his ceiling's higher as well. That's just my honest opinion. I think Burrow is good at everything, and I don't know if he's great at anything. But my God, you'd have thought I said something as crazy as the Warriors shouldn't have signed Kevin Durant, which, by the way, Damon, now that you know how it went 3 years later, be honest with me, you wish they hadn't signed Kevin Durant. Come on.
Are you still reporting Durant to the Knicks?
Oh, wow. Check the tape. I think I just kept saying Durant's coming to New York repeatedly, again and again and again. And I know
that doesn't mean Brooklyn. That doesn't mean Brooklyn. Here's the thing.
Brooklyn's one of the boroughs. That's what I was going to say. I don't know how the municipalities work out there. I know that the president says it's a hellhole, and he never lies. In New York City, we got boroughs. And so Brooklyn's one of the five boroughs of New York City. I know when you come, you only stay at, the penthouse in Manhattan at the Ritz, but there's other boroughs here in Brooklyn.
Look at it this way. When you're talking Jets, you don't say New York. If you were talking Nets, you would have said so. And by the way, enjoy him. Him and Kyrie, that media environment. Oh, have fun with that.
Oh, listen. No, I'm thrilled for it. And by the way, lastly, before I go, because I know it's way too late, and I apologize, and I've hijacked it as I always do, but how excited are you to watch LeBron get his fourth title this year? How excited?
It might happen. I mean, look, it might happen.
Uh-huh.
It might happen. And, the way that Kyrie Irving drove him to a championship. Anthony Davis is absolutely capable enough of driving this man to a No, we're not going to get going. Always a pleasure, Nick. You take care of yourself.
Ray, it's great to talk to you. Kolsky, feel better. And Damon, you know, I mean, you're lucky I'm very well compensated for these spots, right?
Thank you very much. Goodbye. Nick right here on 95.7 The Game. And the amount of people, who let me know how much they hate Nick Wright every single time he comes on is why we keep booking him. It's just that simple. Anyone who left you screaming was good at what they did. It's kind of how this works.
It also speaks to a basic character flaw in the people who get angry. Because when you know it's a shtick and you get angry anyway, that's on you as much as it is on him.
Right. You need to stop falling for that trap.
Yeah, literally, sit down, couple fingers of scotch, relax.
Can't keep falling for the old banana in the tailpipe. That's what people keep doing. They keep falling for the banana in the tailpipe. 888-957-9570. Let me tell you what's coming up next. A little something that we call a Tuesday trifecta. We got open lines for you right now. Let's set it up. 888-957-9570 is the number. Our Tuesday trifecta topic today is Mr. Rogers. Won't you please, won't you be my neighbor? Question number one. If the 49ers passing on Aaron Rodgers in the draft wasn't their biggest mistake, what was? That's question number one. If passing on Aaron Rodgers isn't the biggest mistake the Niners have ever made in the draft, what is? Question number two. Our topic is, Mr. Rodgers, won't you be my neighbor? If you could pick anyone from sports to be your neighbor, who would it be and why? Won't you please, won't you be my neighbor? I could have picked anyone to come in here and talk sports with me as a neighbor. I picked Ray Ratto.
Ew. I wouldn't have picked me.
The sports regret draft. Are you ready? We got regrets. We got sports regrets. The sports regret draft. I don't know how anything other than Portland taking Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan could possibly go number one. But I don't have the first pick in this draft. Sports regret draft. Tuesday trifecta today. Our topic is Mr. Rodgers. Question number one. If the 49ers passing on Aaron Rodgers wasn't their biggest mistake, what is? Remember, Aaron Rodgers told you this on draft night.
How disappointed are you that you will not be a 49er?
Not as disappointed as the 49ers will be that they didn't draft me.
By the way, he could make that come true with a win on Sunday. If you could pick anybody in sports to be your neighbor, who are you picking and why? Question number three is the sports regret draft. It doesn't have to be a draft day regret. Could be a free agent regret. Somebody who got fired too soon, traded too soon, moved on from too soon. Maybe the regret is staying together too long. Sports regret draft. I do hope you love a Tuesday trifecta. Every single line that I got is ringing right now, which means we're getting ready to go. 888-957-9570, a little Tuesday trifecta for you. The breaking news this hour is simply this. Alex Cora has been fired by the Boston Red Sox, which is the latest domino to be pushed from the controversy in Houston, which got a GM and a manager fired yesterday. Connect the dots to Cora. He's gone today from the Red Sox. You got the Red Sox and Houston Astros, two World Series favorites, both without managers 3 weeks before spring training begins. Woohoo! I love it. It's chaos. Okay, sure. Here we go. 888-957-9570. Let's do it. Tuesday trifecta, Mr. Rodgers. If the 49ers passing on Aaron Rodgers wasn't their biggest mistake, what was? If you could choose your neighbor from sports, who is it and why? We got the sports regret draft. If you want to get your pick to the podium, you got to get in early. 888-957-9570. Let's do it. The Tuesday trifecta coming up next here. Damon Ratto and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this.
Now back to Damon, Ratto, and Kolsky on 95.7 The Game.
Could you be mine? I have all
trifecta.
Trifecta.
With a triple.
Trifecta.
It's the Tuesday trifecta. One topic, three questions. Now, here's Damon Bruce.
It's our final segment before we get you to Warriors Live. Luka Doncic in town with the Dallas Mavericks tonight over at Chase Center. The first of three games at Chase for the Warriors this week. They got the Nuggets on here on Thursday. Kevin Harlan's going to be in town for a TNT game. We talked to Kevin Harlan earlier about all the NFL action. The Magic are here on Saturday. That's a 5:30 tip. We got a Tuesday trifecta. Mr. Rogers. Very nice. Little beautiful day in this beauty wood. Let's go to Ruben in Oakland. Ruben, thank you very much. First man in, first man on. Are you ready to be our guinea pig? You're going to get the first pick in the draft, so congratulations to you already. If the 49ers passing on Aaron Rodgers, Ruben, wasn't their biggest mistake, what was?
I mean, for me, it was moving to Santa Clara.
Yeah, you know, that's up there. There's no doubt about it. Won't you be my neighbor? If you could pick anyone from sports to be your neighbor, who are you picking, Ruben, and why?
Marshawn Lynch. Just because I don't know what the hell will happen on any given day.
Well, it would be like having a security system built in. And yeah, the unpredictability is officially off the charts with Marshawn living next door. You would have someone to watch your chicken, though.
Hey, plenty of chicken out here, baby.
Sports regret draft. Sports regret draft. You got the number one overall pick. What's the biggest regret in sports history?
Regret as far as what, D. Bruce?
Just regret. I mean, like, to me, the single biggest regret in the history of sports has to be the Portland Trail Blazers taking Sam Bowie over Michael Jordan, for goodness sakes. The greatest player of all time fell to you at two, and you still passed. So if that's the biggest regret, maybe it's your. What do you got? Ruben, Ruben, my regret is that we cannot wait any longer for your number one overall pick. That's the way it goes sometimes. We were doing so well together.
He lost interest.
I guess so. Dave in the South Bay. Thank you very much, Dave, for calling. It is officially time for your Tuesday trifecta. The 49ers passing on Aaron Rodgers, that wasn't the biggest mistake. What was?
Well, the first caller took my one, so I'm going to go a different route. I'm going to say not getting a ring for my guys, but getting a ring for Frank Gore, Justin Smith, and Patrick Willis. It would have been nice if they could have got a ring.
Yeah. I mean, you want to get real, like, in between the numbers. The biggest regret is not giving a damn ball to Frank on the first and goal, right?
Yeah. They gave it to Michael James, though.
They sure did. Sure did. I believe he's going to go to the Hall of Fame, too, one day. Won't you be my neighbor, Dave? You can pick anyone from sports to be a neighbor. Who are you picking?
Well, I'm going to try to be current on this one. I don't know if this is good, but it'll be entertaining. Similar with your first call, I'm going to say Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown. Yeah, that's look. If you want TMZ footage just right outside your front door every time you open it, there he is.
Yeah, I'm just trying to spice it up a little bit, but let's go.
Thank you for being spicy. Give me the number one pick in your sports regret draft.
Ooh, and I'm going to keep it in the Bay Area. I know there's some worse ones, but how do you feel if you're the Timberwolves and you passed on Steph Curry twice?
Curry times two. That's got to be up there.
The same position. You took two point guards before you can think about drafting Steph Curry. That's crazy.
Awesome stuff. Dave, thank you very much for listening. Good call. This is Darwin in Dublin. Darwin, thank you. If Aaron Rodgers wasn't the Niners' biggest mistake, what was?
You just said it. Passing three times at the two in the Super Bowl.
yeah, there you go. Who would you ask to be your sports neighbor and why?
I love George Kittle. You know, I think he's a fun guy. I don't mind him dating my daughter.
Sports regret draft. What you got?
All right. I'm from Manila. We had a thrill at Manila. So Ali and Frazier had two rematches. I regretted that. Why didn't George Foreman have a rematch with Ali?
No, Foreman times two. I didn't think we were going to get a George Foreman reference today, but thank you. We got a little breaking news. For the second time today, we have breaking news. Luke Kuechly of the Carolina Panthers is calling it a career. A Hall of Fame-bound linebacker is done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that, but actually gratified because most guys don't get to walk away
with their full faculty.
Or walk away, period. I mean, most guys get kicked out.
There you go.
So good on him to have his own choice.
Luke Kuechly. If you would put up the Luke Kuechly sound effect, we're going to need that before the end of today's show, for sure. This is Steven in Vallejo. Steven, thank you very much for the call. Tuesday trifecta falls to you. The 49ers, if passing on Aaron Rodgers wasn't the biggest mistake, what was?
Eddie G choosing himself into a little bit of hot water.
Yeah, that was a big mistake.
I mean, if he would have kept control of the team, it would have had a completely different trajectory, at least I think.
You would like to think so. The rules did change right underneath Eddie's feet, though. So I don't know if he could have been as Eddie D going forward as your dreams would have been of him. You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
But then he might have got himself in hot water for trying to find a way to circumvent that.
What were you saying, Ray?
No, I was going to say, you got the Eddie DeBartolo that you deserved. And he got the Eddie DeBartolo he deserved, too, because he was not going to function well in a salary cap world.
The sports regret draft. Who you taking third overall?
Sports regret. I'm going to take the, I think it was a draft day trade for Chris Webber and Anthony Hardaway. If the Warriors would have kept Hardaway, I think it would have been a much better situation than getting the Chris Webber that the Warriors got.
Hardaway for Webber. Is that right, Ray? Was that how it went down? Thank you very much for the call.
I believe so. I'd have to look that up to be sure. I don't want to give false information.
And I want to make sure that I get all the correct information out. You know, I said that Michael Jordan fell to Portland at 2. He actually fell to 3.
Yes, he did.
So here's the deal. The Houston Rockets don't get laughed at in this equation because they drafted Hakeem Olajuwon.
They only drafted the best player in the history of their franchise.
That's it.
So you get – and they won 2 titles with him, so there are no regrets about that. They'll take that.
No, no one has ever laughed at the Rockets for going with Olajuwon. It's going with Bowie over Jordan that led the Portland Trailblazers to be the same franchise that took Greg Oden over Kevin Durant.
It's reminiscent of when Phoenix lost the coin flip for Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and ended up with Neil Walk.
Ouch.
The Lakers have a bunch of rings with Abdul-Jabbar. Phoenix is still looking for one.
You'd have had more rings with Bob Walk.
No, you wouldn't have. But
Bob Walk won a title in Pittsburgh, didn't he?
I don't know if he did or not.
We'd have to look that up.
79? That's a long time ago. Let me look.
Chris in San Leandro, thank you very much for the call, Chris. Tuesday trifecta, Mr. Rodgers is our topic. If the Niners passing on Aaron Rodgers wasn't their biggest mistake, what was?
Imagine Christian McCaffrey or Patrick Mahomes on this team. That would have been anyone but Solomon Thomas.
Yeah, I hear you there. You won't be my neighbor, but you can pick anyone else from sports to come and be your neighbor. Who and why?
Give me the house next to Nelly's in Maui. Give me that.
Oh, yeah. Based on a geographical location, you just pretty much nailed it. Congratulations to you. By the way, picking Steph Curry to be your neighbor means you're behind a gated community in Atherton doing pretty well at $35 million per plot. So,
Bob Walk?
Yes?
Did not win with the Pirates.
Thank
won
you.
With the Phillies the next year.
Ah!
As a rookie.
Thank you.
I'd forgotten about that.
Well, he can't win it next year as a rookie.
Well, no, but I'm saying that the last time the Pirates won, he was not in Major League Baseball yet.
Thank you very much. Sports regret draft, Chris. 4th overall pick. Minnesota passing on Curry twice, not getting a Ali versus Foreman part two after we got so many Ali versus Frazier. Hardaway over Weber is the third pick. What do you got, number four overall?
It's got to be Marshawn not running the ball, right?
No Marshawn. Yeah, I mean.
That's a good one.
Had he run the ball in that Super Bowl to win the Super Bowl, I am completely convinced we don't see him in the last 3 weeks.
Probably not, but the fact that he and John Schneider and Pete Carroll buried all remaining hatchets pretty much made that the happy ending anyway.
Yeah,
just
water
because
under the bridge.
They all forgot that they middle fingered each other for a while.
By the way, has retired. Breaking news this hour. Goodbye. Luke Kuechly. This is Phil in Kansas City. Appreciate your call, Phil. Tuesday trifecta. If the Niners passing on Rodgers wasn't the biggest mistake that they've ever made, what was?
As a Cal fan, and I used to do yellow jacket duty for them, picking Kentwan Bulmer and Shiloh Rochelle when DeSean Jackson was still on the board.
Bad choices, no doubt about it.
Calais Campbell was also on that board.
If you could pick anyone to be your neighbor in sports, who would it be and why?
That 2 callers ago, they took Nelly and Mally, so he's off the board. So I got a growing son. Maybe I'll go with Pat Burrell, maybe learn the tools of the trade hitting-wise, and also just how to be him. I don't know.
Just pick up some rebounds? I hear you.
Perhaps, yeah.
Sports regret draft. What do you got? 5th overall.
I think I'll keep it local here. I don't know how his career would have turned out as a Warrior, but picking Todd Fuller over Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, that did not work out well for one team, and it worked out very well for another. There you go. Thank you very much, Phil.
In fairness, though, Kobe Bryant was never playing here. He just sat out the draft. The Warriors did not have any chance of getting him.
Isn't that but we're not letting the Kings off the hook for not taking Luka, right?
No, but we're not sure that Luka Doncic would have simply gone back to Europe. We are sure about
Bryant. But you still got to make the pick.
He told him.
Oh, did he tell him?
Yeah, he told everybody ahead of time, I'm not playing for you unless you're the Lakers.
Did he tell that to Charlotte?
Told it to everybody.
All right, because Charlotte drafted him, then traded him.
But that was the arrangement.
Big Al in Sacramento. Thank you very much, Big Al, for the call. Tuesday trifecta. If Rodgers wasn't the biggest mistake, who was for the Niners?
If it had draft pick, I was going a different way. I was thinking the Niners getting rid on one of the great receivers, Terrell Owens. Never should let him get out of town.
You could pick anybody to be your neighbor from sports. Who would it be and why?
Because golf's my new individual game in old age. I'd love to live next door to Jack Nicklaus.
Ooh, very nice. A little golden bear time for you in your golden days. Sports regret draft, 6th overall pick. What do you got?
There's so many. I'm going to go to my sport I played as a young man, basketball, the infamous Chris Webber timeout, Michigan, North Carolina.
Webber T.O. I've always liked to say this about that Michigan Fab Five team. You know what they won? Nothing. The Fab Five won nothing. Not an NCAA tournament. Not a Big Ten. Nothing. I'm not bitter. Austin,
of course you are.
Austin, Sacramento, how are you, Austin? Thank you very much for the call. Tuesday trifecta, 49ers passing on Aaron Rodgers. If it wasn't their biggest mistake, what was?
You know what? I'm going to go with allowing Charles Haley to go be very successful with the Cowboys.
If you could pick anybody to be your neighbor, who would it be and why from sports?
Oh, my goodness. For obvious reasons, it would be Rob Gronkowski, but my wife would slap me. So I'm going to go with Larry Fitzgerald so I don't get divorced.
There you go. There's no doubt that he would be like there to let you borrow the lawnmower, cup of sugar, great neighbor all day long. Where Gronk, I mean, I think they did an episode of Family Guy about this. They're excited that Gronk moved in next door, and then an hour later, the party never ended, and it was enough. You got the sports.
It was like that movie. It was like that movie Neighbors. You know,
yes.
Seth Rogen was always pissed, but it still would have been fun.
Sports regret draft. Who you taking seventh overall, or what moment are you taking seventh overall?
I'm taking Portland again, but for a different reason. They got kicked in the junk twice, and it's because they took Greg Oden instead of Kevin Durant. So passing on Jordan and then passing on Durant, my God, their fan base must be bitter.
It's a double whammy for sure. Thank you very much. Duke in the city is going to be the caboose of today's trifecta. Duke, thank you very much. Appreciate you calling in. Are you ready for your trifecta?
King of the Yes, I am King of the Sports, Mike Damon, Bruce, and Uncle Ray Rattle, the legend. Kolsky, put it in the air for me, get better.
Rodgers, if that's not the biggest mistake, what is?
The biggest mistake, I must say, is the 49ers, that Super Bowl, and I know some other cats said it, is them throwing the ball four straight times. When you got going, you got Kaepernick's legs, you got to at least try to run it one or two times. Come on now.
Fade to Crabtree. Sorry, receiver. Oh, no, wait. That came later.
I mean, you know.
You can pick anybody to be your neighbor from sports. Who are you picking and why?
Steve Bruce. Oh, my God, everybody passed this cat up. Man, I'm going with Russell Westbrook, man. If Russ can't entertain you, who can, man?
The regret draft. What are you taking, eighth overall?
Uncle Ray Rattle, I'm going to keep it kind of in the old school because Uncle Ray Rattle will remember this one. The Niners tanking Gino Toretta, number one. Why would they do a thing like that?
Gino Toretta. That was a bad one. Thank you very much, Duke. Appreciate it. I heard that that was, Ray, that was a Bill Walsh special, and Bill Walsh got that special wrong. Have you heard the same thing?
It's not surprising because Bill had a few quarterbacking quirks. He hit on Montana. He hit on Young. But he also missed on Druckenmiller.
So wait, so yeah, he missed on Druckenmiller. What, Gino Toretta?
Toretta was drafted by the Vikings.
I was about to say, yeah, I got my Gino Toretta in my Jim Druckenmiller setting for Gino Toretta was. Never mind. Yeah. All right, yeah. Do you have anything to add?
No, not on Gino Toretta.
Was Aaron Rodgers the biggest mistake that the Niners ever made?
No, because Aaron Rodgers would have been killed on the teams that Alex Smith played on. So while it might have been a mistake for them, they never would have found the real Aaron Rodgers. I would suggest, however, that drafting Aldon Smith instead of either J.J. Watt or Robert Quinn was a bigger mistake. Anthony Davis instead of Earl Thomas. The caller mentioned Kentuan Balmer instead of any number of people, but Calais Campbell was the best of that group.
You know who
and
Duke
Quame
was thinking
Harris
about?
Instead of Anquan Boldin.
Yeah, Quame. Giovanni Carmazzi is
who
he was
thinking of. Yes,
that's who's out of Hofstra.
Yeah,
right. How did you have Hofstra in your back pocket? Be honest.
I did not.
You're welcome. 888-957-9570. I tell you what, Albie, go ahead and take a couple if they're coming in. Luke Kuechly has just retired at the age of 28. 8 seasons in the NFL, 1,092 tackles, 18 interceptions in his 8 seasons, 7 All-Pros, 5 first teams, 7 Pro Bowls, a Defensive Rookie of the Year, a Defensive Player of the Year, never won a Super Bowl. You know who he is? He's Patrick Willis of the Carolina Panthers. He is the guy who was a Pro Bowler essentially every year he was in the league, regarded as one of the best. And that's what really Patrick was. Patrick was never on a team that was truly, truly remember it forever exceptional, but he had remember it forever exceptional play in the middle of an otherwise decent defense. Luke Kuechly, sort of the same guy.
Yes, very, really, really good. And I applaud him for getting out now while he could still point everything the way it is because he's taken some frightful injuries in his time.
He has. Are these more trifecta calls coming in now? Is that what we're doing? The kids want to play. The kids want to play. This is Dwight in San Francisco. Kids want to play. Let them play. Dwight, was Aaron Rodgers the Niners' biggest mistake?
I'd probably say the biggest mistake had to be, if not him, then why not letting George Seifert go too early?
Sports neighbor. Who are you picking? Why?
I'd like to see how Josh Jacobs' career progresses.
Sports regret draft.
Man, taking Jamarcus Russell over Megatron.
Jaminkus. It just took one good Sugar Bowl, and Al was like, I want him. Thank you very much, Dwight. Appreciate it. Let me ask you, Ray, if you could have anybody in sports live next door to you, where are you going?
Not sure.
Have you ever
but
met
Dave
either
Stewart
of your neighbors?
Would be right up there.
Okay.
Richard Sherman would be up there. I want somebody smart that I can talk to. I don't care if they're what their resume is, but if they seem like good neighbors and people who will make me think, I'll take that.
I'm going with Steve Kerr.
Yeah, he's good too.
Steve Kerr would be a phenomenal neighbor. There's no doubt in my mind. This is Mark in Hayward. Thank you very much, Mark, for the call. Aaron Rodgers, is that the biggest mistake the Niners ever made?
No, the biggest mistake they ever made was not drafting Tom Brady.
Well, but everybody made that mistake.
Five different times.
Yeah. Six different times. But still. But the thing about it was his parents would see the ticket holder.
If you could choose anybody as your neighbor, who are you choosing from sports and why?
Well, I used to have Al Adams as a neighbor, but I think Serena Williams would be my first choice.
What is your sports regret draft?
Next door. Ooh, sports regret draft. How about everybody in the NFL colluding against Charlie Ward not playing in the NFL, forcing him to play for the Nets?
But, that wasn't collusion. That was a great choice that Charlie made. He could get beat up.
Charlie never made that choice. The NFL made that choice on draft day.
Well, they decided not to draft him because he said, don't draft me, I'm going to go play in the NBA. I mean, there was no collusion to keep Charlie Ward out of the NFL, unless, Ray, you know something I don't?
I do not know with any definitude that was the case. So
why would they have wanted to ban Charlie Ward from the NFL?
Well, the obvious reason would be small black quarterback at a time when they weren't drafting guys like that. And I think Charlie Ward ended up choosing the Knicks because he didn't want to not be a quarterback.
All right, but that's not like –
I'm
conspiracy against the body type.
Well, no, I'm saying they all made their judgments based on, he's too small to do this, and now we know.